We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, coming up on 9:52, and Stephen Schaefer is engineering things on the other side of the glass, and I understand Dave Lewis has stepped out and joins us by telephone. Dave?
Well, I'm going to be hanging out and doing a lot of things with Grow Green Manhattan today. I'm going to be joined by Vern Henrichs. We're going to go to a number of locations in town today, and those locations are going to be some of the nonprofit agencies that are all able to receive some financial gifts today through Grow Green Manhattan Day. So Grow Green Match Day is a big deal. It's a big fundraising day for some 65 agencies that that work with Vern and the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. So that's my job for the day.
All right. Well, I'm checking the leaderboard right now, and so far the total raised for nonprofits is $294,818 through 1,691 gifts so far. That is fantastic.
You know, and that's well over halfway from what was donated last year. And what's great about this is that means, you know, it's, you know, last year there's over $500,000, and the Howe Family Foundation matched that number, 50 cents on the dollar. And, you know, we've talked about today the special COVID-19 recovery fund. And you've got those totals there. I don't have a computer in front of me right now, but I know that they're probably getting pretty close to $20,000. And I understand that those funds will be matched evenly, a dollar for a dollar.
Yeah, right
and,
now.
And it's a big deal for these agencies.
Yeah, the COVID-19 recovery fund is leading right now, $22,090 through 91 gifts there. Fantastic. And Shepherd's Crossing, not far behind, Flint Hills Breadbasket, the Riley County Seniors Service Center, and the Crisis Center New Shelter Fund, all right now at the top of the leaderboard. And there's a
Well, you know, and the leaderboard is one thing. It's terrific for those organizations, but, you know, what's the important thing here is to look at the list, and it's two columns wide, and it's shaded in green to the left of the leaderboard, and it kind of dominates the website, which is growgreenmanhattan.com. And there are, like I said, some 65 agencies, but then you've got the COVID relief fund as well that you can give to. They're all lined up over there, and I just encourage people, if you have utilized the services of one of those organizations, or if you have, if your life has been touched by one of those organizations, take a look at who all you can give to. And you may want to set a dollar amount of, you know, say, you know, $200, and maybe you want to split that up into 8 different organizations. All these things add up. $25 here, $25 there makes a big difference for some of those organizations that may not be necessarily up high on that leaderboard. So it's a significant day. They do this every day on Earth Day. It happens to be the 50th anniversary of Earth Day today. And Grow Green Manhattan has just been a significant day for fundraising for the nonprofit agencies in the community.
Yeah, you know, and there's so many, as we heard earlier in Focus, Housing and Credit Counseling, they are under the Kansas United Way umbrella, and of course, that's one of the 65 agencies you can give to here today. Really a variety of different places from, you know, the Boys and Girls Club, No Stone Unturned, Sunflower Casa, I mean, you name it, somebody's probably been touched by one of these organizations.
Absolutely, and there's need all the way across the board, up and down the board. Now, coming up in an hour, Vern and I are going to be making our first official stop, and there we will also announce, and we're going to do this hourly as well, and talk about who the recipient will be of a $100 donation in their name. Every hour, a new donor, whoever gave during that hour, will draw a name, and whose name is drawn will have $100 will go in their name to the organization of their choosing. So that's going to be one of the things that it's kind of fun to follow that up with. I remember my name was drawn several years ago, and it was nice to be able to give $100 that you know, you hadn't anticipated giving. But it's such a day to help out, you know, especially in the challenging scenarios that that we have with this COVID-19 world.
Yeah, and two organizations have already received those hourly drawing dollars, the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps in the 8 o'clock hour and the Crisis Center New Shelter Fund here in the 9 o'clock hour. So yeah, it'll be interesting to hear how that goes throughout the day.
All important benefactors. One of the things also, Vernon and I will be doing a number of videos on the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation's Facebook page. We're going to do one of those every hour, and we'll stop by a number of agencies and do those little videos live from their from the front door, not inside the front door, but somewhere in front of the facility. So we'll get a little touring time around town, but this is it's such a meaningful day. It's such an impactful day for people in Manhattan, especially those, you know, and it's not the agencies necessarily that you are benefiting, but the people who need the help of those agencies. And that's what's key here in this community.
And we will be sharing those updates here on our Facebook page here, News Radio KMAN, as well. You know, just a fantastic day to help a lot of folks who really need the help right now. Now we're up to 297,000. It's fun to refresh your page. Just sit here and just...
We'll have 300 here before CBS News.
Probably, yeah. It's great to see just...
How exciting is that? I can't imagine the big smile that Vern's got on his face.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I imagine so. I mean, I don't know what the projection is right now, but if we're almost to 300,000, you gotta think we're easily going to eclipse last year's total.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of people realize, you know, how deep the need is. And we've remarked on and off, and you've been here long enough to know that this is a community that's been very generous to those who need some help. You know, we did that special case, you know, with the flood victims from 2018 and now the COVID victims and different things like that. And when you take into consideration all the various types of work that these agencies provide, it's, you know, the number of people that they assist is impactful just to know that there is that great of a need here.
All right. Well, Dave, we'll be looking forward to those updates. Thank you so much.
Certainly. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That's going to wrap up In Focus here for this Tuesday. Thank you to Dave. Thank you to Chris Burke from Housing and Credit Counseling Incorporated. And also thanks, of course, to Brady Burton with Blue Valley Randolph Schools, Cliff Williams with Riley County Schools. Grow Green Match Day continues here. Again, growgreenmanhattan.com. We're now at $299,838.02 raised so far. Go out and give if you can.